an attraction to her.
By all that mean, we have an attraction about justice, about truth, remember, real, all of that. That is in us. Where? We don't know. How? We don't know. We know 1,000 years ago, it was the same. Remember, I told you, 25,000 years ago, a guy has painted something on the wall of a cave. And the feeling is just the feeling of Pablo Picasso. It's like that. Because when it comes to that other part that no one knows where it is coming from, inspiration, that's what comes from nowhere, out of nothing, to the artist. Towards what? Towards beautification and beauty. That's the pillar. That's the only thing we know, really. So based on that, I said, remember, this is not knowledge, it's wisdom. This is not science, this is beyond the logic, okay? So you should wish whatever you need from heart. Yes. All your wishes should be that you will be at the side of the justice. You will be just. You will be truthful. You will tell the truth. All of that meaning, that those good, positive stuff, is in one word. And that one word will start to give you the power to kill the ego. How do you kill the ego? Just like how Abraham did. That's why we talk about the guy. How did he kill? You remember? Oh, that's the biggest feast, Islamic feast. Yeah. The Eid of Martyrs. Because Ibrahim will kill his son. How, you remember, it's not literally killing, is preparing your son. Your son should be ready. Here, I mean, your ego should be ready to be killed. Then it doesn't need. Because just that acceptance is, my ego should accept that it is secondary here. He's not the first one. My brain started to tell me the opposite. When? When did it happen to me, remember? Oh, book one. First story?
When you fell in love.
First story of the book one, it says, once upon a time there was this king, when he gathered whatever he had and went down to hunt for the meaning and understanding and all that, in his path he found this handmaiden. Yes, I found my brain, I fell in love with it, and I gave everything to my brain. This is the first paragraph of first book. This is why he is the best teacher. Okay? Then what? Everything was good. I used my brain, I got the knowledge, and I was satisfied, I was having the fruit. Then, the consequence is that this one got sick. Why? Because this one knows the rules. And suddenly, exception of love arrived. What is the rule of love? Nothing. Just like a magic, you lose your ego. That's what love is. Lover is selfless. You cannot be selfish and lover at the same time. Impossible. That's what it is. Killing the self is to become the real lover, because we know who is the most lucky fellow now on the earth. The one who is in love. They feel good, and the rest, And we admire it and we miss it. That's what it is. So, what was he saying? He said, you know what? You should ask only him for everything. Then the cow will appear. You will kill the cow. Then you will realize that, ha ha ha, this fellow has killed your parents. Your brain has killed your soul and stole everything from you. Who will find it? David. How? Second paragraph, book one, remember the dream. In that kind of dream, going in the mosque, going to pray and fight yourself, the mihrab, remember? So that, oh, so story finished. We read a very long paragraph. Rumi explained that. Let me tell you what was that story about. Because it was a lovely story. And you could read it like a story and go away. This is a thing that a lot of people will do. When you look at the books of Sufism, Mithraism, whatever, spiritualism, it's full of stories. You know why? Why we choose the stories. We talked about it. But the problem is, we choose the stories. And some people, they believe the story as a historic event. Here we don't talk about historic event. When we talk about the prophets, we don't even talk about the prophets of the religions. How could we do that? Rumi told us, remember, he said, I will say Ahmad means the most appreciated, and that's the name of all the prophets. That's how it works. Okay? Here he said, let me explain this story. In this story, that cow was the ego. Okay? That fellow who was praying and doing this stuff is the fellow you are supposed to be. And don't worry about the David. David is the justice. It will arrive. You should concentrate your wishes in one point only. And that's how. He explained this long paragraph with a lot of different explanation. After explaining that the cow was this, this was that, this was that, then he said, you know what? Look at all the books. All of them somehow will explain to you to forget about the instrument and logical stuff. He said, look at the Quran from beginning to the end. It's just denying this cause and effect, this logical stuff. And this is not something that your brain could do. Please remember always that the philosopher is tied with the logical stuff. This is what the philosophers are. Do you remember I always talk about the choice of philosophy and this? And I say, the first look, philosophers, they prove what they believe in, and in here, none of these people could prove what they are talking about. They just claim that I know it. Somehow, something happened to me. Now I know it. Okay, so there are philosophers like that, and these, whatchamacallit? These reformed people are like this. Which one do you follow? If you're a logical, simple fellow, we say, oh, of course the philosophers. They prove what they are talking about. These fellows, they don't prove anything. That's because you thought superficial. What is the real thinking? Which one do you prefer? Philosophers or these people? Why? Philosophers are believable, these are not. I told you several times. First of all, let's look at the philosophers in detail. Each philosopher will come down and will do what? Will prove the saying of the other philosophers wrong, then he will bring in a new one. Right? So, one after another, they're proved wrong. The only one which is not proved wrong yet is the philosopher alive now, right? Yeah. In 50 years, all will be different. But look at these people. They never changed their mind. They're saying one thing only, and that's love. And yes, they cannot prove it, because love is not provable. Who could prove it? But everybody knows it's there. Yeah. He said, this is it. Philosopher? Nah. Here, you should be somebody who is really riding upon these apple, because you have some apple of apple. The apple is this one. And we know how it works, because we could study the animals. And I know what's in here. What is in here? Oh, here is only the stuff that it happened to me. I started from childhood gathering this and that and that and that. All is in here. I'm not talking about this because it could be changed. Honestly, I changed a lot of it intentionally when I immigrated to another country, living in another culture. This is nothing, because this one will die. What will happen the day I die? This one dies. There is no brain anymore, is there? No. But this one that I share in this environment, that will not die. That is the meaning of me. This is not meaning of me. Meaning of me is the teaching, the teacher, right? Which is outside of me. It's like this. That's what we are looking for. He said, remember, you have a brain of a brain. You know what? All of you understand that what I want to tell you is impossible to be said in the language. Because this language, right at the beginning, was made by whom and why? You tell me. Language was made by the logical brain of the people for commercial activity. That's what the language was made for. For thousands and thousands of years. Then we created another language. Remember? Mathematics is not a language, it's something else. And it's very difficult for the normal people, but everybody knows a little bit of it. Adding and subtracting, everybody knows almost. Right? But there are high mathematics, because that language is made like that. What is the problem of that language? Only a few could learn it. Yes? It's not a popular language. Then, we made a language. Our language is the same of your language, but first of all, distorted. What is the difference between me talking and your language and mathematics? Your language is somehow carrying some sort of meaning. A real good meaning? Oh, give me a break. First of all, have you seen what a philosopher goes through to write down one real sentence that you could never do? You use it somehow, because each word you use has several meanings. the prior meaning, the secondary, the third one, and all that. Remember?